This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me. The room's loading up already. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. If you want to head up to the website, therealside.com, you could watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you could also get in the chat room where there are smarter people than I in that chat room. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you've been taught to hate, but you don't need to. Really. I mean, just learn a little bit about us, and you'll know. Anyway, always appreciate the time you spend. Yeah, I know the big story of the day is already being told on 3,000 other stations is how Ryan Priebus is out. And my question would be, or would have been, what took so long? I mean, what did he do before this? I think Trump thought that he could pull it together. I think he thought he could pull the Republican Party together. I think he thought between him and, you know, between Priebus and a few others that they would maybe make things happen. I think last night was proof positive that the GOP, for all intents and purposes, doesn't exist as a team. It doesn't. You can believe what you want to, but it doesn't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll get into more of that later on. You know, the other night, I got a couple of emails on my transgender numbers. They felt my numbers were off. But I don't care. The Rand Corporation was, you remember when I was giving you the numbers and the costs involved. And the Rand Corporation did a study. But guess who the study was commissioned by? And paid for by? Yeah, the Obama administration. So, you know it's going to be 100% right on, right? Anyway, so, the numbers are suspect to begin with. But what we find out is the real numbers is closer to one. Remember they were saying it's only going to cost $21 million or something around there? And they made a big deal out of the fact that we're already giving away, $400 million for Viagra or something? I don't even know. I don't know where these crazy stories come from. But the real number is closer to $1.3 billion with a B. Part of that is, guess what? There were a couple of different groups they didn't include in the information. Right? Rand didn't include any of the National Guard members who are not only eligible, but are the ones that are being sent overseas at times. The other thing they didn't include is the $1,200 a month for medication that's required after the surgery. The other thing they didn't include is the 238 days that they would be out. They could not serve while they're recuperating. None of that was talked about. Because they don't want to tell you the truth. Anyway, after the first break, Xander Gibb will join us. I had to record him earlier because he's out of town. And then in the second hour, we're going to kick off our campus reform weekly report, you know, all the crazy stuff going on campuses across the country. So Hannah Sherlocker is going to join us. She's a contributor and program coordinator at the at Campus Reform. So now the story I've been talking about for a couple, or been wanting to bring for a couple days, I just never got it really got around to it. Where the heck did it go? I just had it. No. Oh, there it is. I think that's it. Oh, there it is. the one everybody's been waiting for. That's right. You know, we've heard this before. We've talked about this before on the show. I get the biggest kick that these things are still out there, still being pushed. But, you know, really, sex robots, they might curb rape. Forget self-control. I mean, that's something we shouldn't even talk about, right? According to the advertisement, according to the article, she does it all. World's most lifelike sex doll will keep Randy Perverts happy thanks to its incredible ability to speak, smile, and even sing. The doll robotic head is covered in silicone skin and can be controlled by a smartphone. Right, a sex doll company is making a Terminator-style robot head which can speak, smile, and even sing, but only in Chinese right now. They're working on the American version. The prototype of the DS doll robotic head, which is coated in silicone skin, right? They say it's the world's most lifelike mechanical sex servant. I would think it would be the only lifelike, not real, but lifelike sex servant, don't you think? The model made by Doll Sweet Dolls and X Doll has a stunningly beautiful face. It can listen and answer questions using sophisticated voice recognition software. How creepy is that? Despite not having a rotatable neck yet, the robot head will fit all the company's other doll bodies, which have flexible limbs, allowing them to move as a real person. Paul Lum, head of the Cloud Climax, says the prototype is the Bugatti Veyron of VR and comes with the similarly hefty price tag, around $4,500. The company is Europe's only authorized EX doll retailer, and makers are hoping to bring the robotic head to the UK at the end of next year. Paul says the futuristic technology is in the forefront. This is just too weird. We'll put it up later on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Xander Gibb joins me after the break. Don't go far. You're going to miss a lot. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material for from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And you know what? Simply, let's just move right into it. Let me bring on my guy. I always have a good time when Xander kicks off the weekend with me. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week, every Friday to kick the week off. Xander, how's it going for you today?
It is going good. How is it with you?
Well, I figure every morning I get up and I get another shot to irritate somebody. I'm doing good, right? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. You know, I know that I'm doing well. If I'm making people threaten to kill me, or you know, tell me they're going to report me to my station manager, and you know, that kind of thing.
Don't you always love that? I mean, these intelligent, all-knowing souls. You know, these Facebook warriors, right? We're going to call your station. We're going to call your station, and we're going to make sure they pull you off. Oh, why? You don't think they've heard me? I mean, seriously,
right? Exactly.
They haven't heard anything.
I often get I often get emails saying, we've reported you to Madrigal Media. I mean, little do they know that, you know, I own Madrigal Media. So they're reporting me to me
yes.
about me and, you know, what am I going to
yeah.
do?
I'll get right on that. I've always hated that guy. Let me see what we can do about
yeah.
moving him along.
Exactly.
I know. I always get a kick. Well, speaking of, you know, really freaky stuff. So this woman starts arguing with me. She puts up a picture of Ivanka Trump. When she didn't have blonde hair, and she said, hey, you know what, this whole family is fake. Look, even Ivanka's fake. She's had so much plastic surgery. So I put up a picture of Chelsea Clinton. I go, okay, and these guys are right on? And, man, she let me have it. Do you have any proof? I go, what do you think, I was standing there when they were cutting her face up? No, I don't have any proof, and neither do you. But really, seriously, this is how far we've gone. We've come. Now we have to make fun of their looks. I mean, is this really what we've come to? Seriously?
I think, unfortunately, we have, because they don't have much else. And, you know, I make it, you know, as a political commentator, I make it a rule, really, not to go there unless it's something that's hilariously funny, because I'm a comedian also. But I would rather talk about Barack Obama's policies than how great his hair is, or, you know, the fact that his wife, you know, wears $5,000 wigs, or, you know. See, we went there, but do you know what I'm saying? It's got to be about the policy first of all, and then if something comes from that, then I think it's okay as long as you don't go too far.
I hear you. No, I hear you. And I'm with you too. I don't mind making, you know, kind of fun comments about people. Even the kids, I think, are as long as it's not cruel, I think you can have some lighthearted, funny moments. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, JFK yeah. with his little son hiding under the desk. There weren't any crude comments made. There were a lot of funny comments made. I don't know if you remember that very famous picture. It was kind of cool. But
no, that was before my time.
Yes, I forgot. That's right. You're just a young buck. Thank you. Right. Don't say you're Tammy's age. Don't do that, because then you'll have to put up with her. But anyway, always a kick out of the fact that they just go right on the attack of somebody's looks, and then when you do theirs, it's a whole look at what was her name, Sarah Huckabee, right? I mean, they attacked her this week. The left who hates when you call names, when you call people names, you make fun of people. They're the first to you know, fly out of the chute and start calling, you know, they said that she looked butch, or she was a butch something or other. I'm going, really? Is that really what we do now?
But I think that what they don't like any Republican woman who is forthright. They don't like women that can stand up for themselves. And let's face it, boy, can Sarah Huckabee stand up for herself. And she puts that room in their place and tells them how it's going to be, and, you know, tells them to be quiet. And I'm glad. I mean, you know, Sean Spicer, you know, bless his little cotton socks, is obviously going into rehab, and now Melissa McCarthy is out of a job. But I definitely think Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a lot better pick. But not sure about, you know, what's his name? Can you do the Fandango?
Oh, Scaramucci.
Yeah.
All right. You're older than you say you are, but that's beside the point. Anyway. No, but I mean, think about that. He came in and started cleaning the house right away. I remember in the first press conference, he goes, look, I'm not going to answer all the same questions over and over again. I'm not going to deal with this. I'm not going to deal with this. I'm not going to deal with this. We're going to deal with what's going on in the world, which I thought was really, you know, again, that's what needed to be done. You know, set the rules for the room from day one. You know, I'd even do what Trump does. You know, when somebody asks a really stupid question or a question you told them not to ask, or they only get questioned, they start number three, I would just ignore them. I'd go on to the next person.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
I think that's fair enough, because, you know, sometimes when I go on shows, people want to talk about such mundane things. And I think essentially, I mean, I know some people, you know, some people I have on my show that I get a list of things that I'm not allowed to talk about. And that's okay, too. But I think that this is what has happened in the United States. The press think, because, you know, that we have the freedom of the press, that means they can do exactly what they please. And, you know, all these people saying they're going to sue Barack Obama. That was a bit pretty. Donald Trump. Because, you know, I want everyone to sue Barack Obama. And I want him in jail along with Hillary and all their cohorts. Because Donald Trump, when he says he will refuse to take a question or refuse to deal with people who have been rude about him in the media, and I totally support that. They say, oh, you're kind of, you're messing with the freedom of the press. But what about messing with his, you know, his right not to be, to be slandered and libeled and talked about and have his family, put through the ring? Because I would be exactly the same. Why should I give you an interview? Why should I give you, answer your question if the day before you've been lying about me in the media?
Yeah, if I know I'm not going to get a fair shake, if it's very obvious by your actions, you know, here's the thing. What they don't understand is they don't have a right to the cameras and everything else. They have a right to information on a day-to-day basis, but they don't have a right to sit in a room with the camera and everything. I mean, go back to the days of our founding fathers, who were the ones that wanted to make sure the press was not restricted or you know, not shut out, but it was never free, open, all the way through, you know. Again, I love what there was somebody asking President Trump today about some of his actions he was going to take in the Middle East. And, you know, a couple times he's like, I'm not telling you. It's none of your business. I'm not telling you. And then there was another question that was asked about how he was going to handle a certain regime. And he said, I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. And then the question was asked two more times. He said, look, I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. I'm not talking about it today. And I'm sure somebody's going to talk about how he, you know, swept it under the rug. He wouldn't talk about it. He shoved them aside. He wouldn't answer their questions. No, he did answer your question. I'm going to answer your question tomorrow. That's the answer to the question. just amazing.
I totally agree with something that President Trump said about, you know, we're not going to do this the way that Barack Obama used to do it. He'd say, oh, we're going to go and do this. And so, you know, that they have pre-warning of what is going to happen. Because, you know, the whole point of doing an airstrike or doing any kind of, you know, military operation is the element of surprise. But, you know, Barack Obama, you know, I know it's a liberal thing, you know, for them to get information, you know, beforehand. You know, Hillary got given the questions before the debate. And, you know, I know it's a liberal ideology, but, you know, there has to be that element of surprise. Or what is the point?
No, I agree. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure. Sandra Gibb joins me after the break. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email at advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Can I, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting. Just get involved in the conversation. Let me get right back to him. I don't get him. You know what? You got to listen to Xander. He has a clue. I don't. He does. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every Friday, to kind of kick off the party, although we're two old guys. I don't know if we really kick off a party, right?
Usually, you know, I kick off my shoes and watch a DVD with some popcorn. No, not kicking off any party tonight.
In the last segment, we were talking about, you know, the difference between Trump and Obama when it comes to how they're dealing with some of the issues they deal with. You know, Obama would say, now here's how we're going to do this. Next Tuesday at 3 o'clock, our time, we're going to go in there with three or four jets, and we're going to bomb these roads and these roads and these roads, because those are the roads they use to supply. It's like, really? Shut up. Somebody pull the plug on that. You know, shoot the transmitter or something. I don't know what. But stop this man. And all you ever heard about was how ISIS was making inroads, right? When President Obama was in office, ISIS was taking over this city and that city and what have you. What are you hearing now under Trump? Right? I mean, think about it. You're hearing them, they're retreating, they're non-existent, they're not, you know, you can go right down the list of things that we're doing to ISIS, and we never know about it till well after it happens. That's terrible. Terrible to keep all that from us, isn't it?
Yeah. This is why a lot of people say, oh, Donald Trump is so not presidential, because we've had an example for the last 8 years that was really not presidential. But, you know, America, a lot of America choose to term Barack Obama's presidency as so presidential, you know, because he wears a nice suit and says the nice things and allows everyone to walk all over us. But, you know, Donald Trump comes along, who's this, you know, real man who will not allow people to push us around, as a country, and he won't put up with the crapola that most people want to give us, that, you know, we've been used to. And so that's unpresidential to defend your country and stick up for your country and to stick up for yourself. But, hey, I think that is what America is all about. You know, we should not be being pushed around by anybody, whether that be journalists, foreign entities, or whatever, you know?
Oh, being a nationalist makes you a Nazi, which I always find interesting, because what they leave, the description they leave out of that is that Nazi was for the Socialist Party,
The National Socialist Party. He's not, you know, if anything, Trump is the you know, Nationalist Capitalist Party, right? I mean, seriously. This is how crazy this is. But anyhow, you know, go ahead. You were going to say something there.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, I think that it's very easy for influences to put these little ideas into the minds of people. You know, like even this week I've seen stuff that says, you know, Donald Trump is anti-gay, Donald Trump is anti-Jewish, Donald Trump is this, Donald Trump is that. And it's like, show me the evidence of these things to back up your assertions or don't say them.
Yeah, but that's what they do. That's what they're doing more and more. You know, when you look on Facebook and you look at the hardcore, you know, in my community, when you look at the Dems, it is nothing but a constant attack. You know, they called Trump creepy because of something he said at the Boy Scout speech yesterday, the speech that he gave. And I'm thinking, really, they're calling him creepy? So I grabbed about 15 pictures of Uncle Joe Biden being really creepy. You know, the guy you should watch around your kids. I pulled about 15 pictures of him and put up there. You know, really? You're calling Trump creepy for something he said? This guy's got his hands all over little kids, and even older women are, like, cringing when he puts his hands on them. He had nothing to say about that. You kind of giggled about it. You people, they don't even double standards, man. They're like triple standards with these people. Oh.
Well, I think with the liberals, it's unfortunately, it's a case of, well, some of the liberals, as you know, I don't like to generalize. It's a case of do as I say, not as I do. And I think that that's kind of a worry because, you know, if we're saying one thing and doing another, or criticizing other people for doing things that we're doing or people in our party are doing, what does that say about our whole ethos?
You know, but I want to challenge you on something because you and I have talked about this before. You know, when it comes to radical Muslims, the thing that bothers us, me anyway, the most is you and I both know that when a quote unquote Christian comes out and does damage at a Planned Parenthood or wherever, you and I, I'm sure, are among the first or part of that group of first that come out and said, look, that's not what my God calls me to do. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. That man is deranged.
Right.
Okay. So we call out our own. Yet with radical Muslims, where are the moderate Muslims that come out in big numbers and say, that's not our God, that's not the way we think, that's not from our book, we don't know who that guy represents. You don't hear that, right? And it's the same thing here. When the Dems, when one of their people goes off the rails and does something really stupid, you never hear them really call that person out. You know what I mean? It's almost like it's a... I don't know. It just shows you where their mind's at. That they're either acceptant of it, or they don't want to be. I don't know what it is. But if you're representing something I represent, and it's not right, I'm going to say something about it.
Well, I think that we all have to do that, and it's unfortunate that so many political parties they kind of give you this agenda of what they feel is right, and if you step outside of that, then you're not part of the cookie cutter crew. You know, you're not part of what their kind of, you know, their gleaming example is about. But I think that ultimately we have to even call out our own parties,
right?
Because if we're not willing to do that, what is the point?
Yeah, I hear you. All right, let's move on to something, though, that you and I, it's part of this conversation, too. There's a professor at Georgetown University who declared that all white people are racist, period, and all men are sexist. Now, you just a minute ago said you hate when you don't want to paint with a broad brush. You don't like what I do. You're first to call me, you know, on the carpet. I don't blame you. I would, too. But when you have, this is what I've been telling people for a long time. You need to check out the schools your kids are going to. You need to check out what faculty is saying there. This is a professor at this college. And again, he backed it up with another tweet that said, all white people are racist. Yes, all men are sexist. Yes, all cis people are transphobic, and we have to unpack that. That's our work.
Wow.
Right? I mean, I'm sitting there going, wow. Wow. Really?
I mean, there are even probably people out there saying, what are cis people? And, you know, even, you know, someone like myself who's worked, you know, in that community, I had to find out what cis meant. And cis basically means that you're born, within the body of the sex that you were assigned by nature. So I was going to say normal then, but you'll probably get hundreds of complaints.
Yeah, you will.
Normal. But you know, let me point out a really important example here. I've had friends that have gone through the change process of becoming from one sex to another. You know, I don't hate them for it. They're adults. They don't politicize about it. They were born a man, then they become a woman, and then they refer to themselves as a woman. Kudos to them. They don't bother anybody. They pay their taxes, et cetera, et cetera. But it's when these things are politicized to heck that your average person kind of has a problem with it. But then their label is transphobic. If you don't like gay marriage, then you're homophobic. I wrote an article about this, which met a lot of acclaim and kind of weird responses, because I said, if you disagree with me, then you're xenophobic. But that is no different to what these people are saying. So if people disagree with you, Joe, then they're Joe-phobic, you know?
Yeah. I call people who make fun of Christians Christophobic. And I said, well, I'm just using your logic, right? I mean, any time that we don't like something, we are phobic for that, you know, particular reason, right? For that, in that area. So if you don't like Christians, if you hate Christians, it's as phobic as being a phobic is so bad, then you must be a Christophobic, and you need to get help for that. But, you talked about the cisgen, and I've been through all those designations. I just find them amazing, because most of those people don't even know what they mean or why they're there. A friend of mine was telling me the day about her 25-year-old, I think it's her niece, so I'm not sure, her 25-year-old niece that told her, she is now gender fluid, okay? And the reason she's gender fluid at 25, she's just decided at 25 she's gender fluid, because she doesn't know what it's like to be a woman. She doesn't really understand the description. I'm thinking to myself, we have now teaching these kids in such a convoluted way, right? I mean, did you know what it was like? You're a little boy. Did you know what it was like to be a boy? What did boy mean? I don't know. And I didn't care. I was too worried about blowing up little boats and, you know, playing with my G.I. Joes and stuff like that. Why did we have to? We made this a confusing thing to be. Don't go far. Got more with Xander Give after the break, and you don't want to miss it. There's a lot more good stuff going on in the third segment. Really, heat up your coffee, get another drink, come on back.
Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests. You've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired and waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
All right, that's going to make you laugh.
Call me Cuban Pete.
Every time you hear that leading, unless you're driving, close your eyes and think of Nancy Pelosi talking about fog. Come on, didn't you just chuckled, right? Everybody just chuckled. Anyway, I'm Joe, the senior host, listening to Railside on GCN Live. Let's get right back to it. Xander Gibbs joins me. We'll get his perspective on what's going on these days. But let me bring my guest on. I don't want to leave him hanging too long. Xander Gibbs joins me, as he does every Friday night, to kick off the weekend, the party weekend, I guess. But if he's like me, now, like you said earlier, we kick off the shoes, sit down and try to watch a movie. How you doing, Xander?
I am doing good, sir.
All right. Well, I am glad to hear it. We were talking about all these, and if you missed it, you're going to have to go pick up the last segment. We're talking about all these, I don't know, identifiers, right? Cisgen, gender fluid, gender trans fluid. I don't even know. I don't know what they all are. And if you don't agree with any of them, or if, you know, like that story we did last week, if you're confused by any of them, they don't even allow for you to be honestly ask the question. Like I said, I made a comment last week about a gay couple that was having a baby. I think I told you about this. The second partner was a female who identified as a male, but believed herself, I don't even know at this point, to be gay, right? Because she liked men. So she was born with all the female parts, liked men, but identified as a male. And I'm going, okay, just take that middle part out. Everything is fine. And now a friend of mine tells me about her 25-year-old niece, who's confused by all the stuff that she's heard, because maybe she doesn't really know what it's like to be a woman, and maybe she isn't. I'm thinking, aren't we teaching confusion?
Yeah, I think we absolutely are. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, 30 years ago, I remember my father, God rest his soul, saying the thing that was going to bring America down was political correctness. And oh, was he right? Because I think what the liberals started to do was run with this political correctness about the ideology that you can be exactly what you want to be. And if anybody doesn't agree with that, then they're bad or wrong or a hater. And that's kind of concerning for me, because it's fine if you want to associate yourself as a 5-year-old dinosaur from Texas, but the fact that I'm not going to acknowledge that you're a 5-year-old dinosaur from Texas does not make me a hater. I mean, I'm a pretty cool guy, you know, I'm pretty accommodating with most things, but I'm not going to acknowledge that, you know, a 60-year-old man is a 12-year-old girl, because it's not true. And if you don't want to live in the realms of reality, that's fine, but you cannot force the rest of us to do so. I don't see that as a license to be cruel. You know, I don't agree with people that are cruel to the trans community. But if we're talking reality, which we are, we should not be forced to comply. You know, this is not the Borg. Resistance is not futile. And we should not be forced to comply with the ridiculous notions that some people are coming up with in this country. And as I said, I want to clarify once again, I don't care if you're an adult and you want to cut off your nether regions and pump yourself full of hormones. If you're an adult, that's your choice. You can do that. But we don't have to like it and celebrate it. And if we don't, we should not be termed as haters for not doing that.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because that's the other thing, too. In my dad's day, you know that term, and they hate the term, to each his own, right? I don't like the tattoo you got. I don't like the color of the hair. I don't like the way you cut your hair. I don't like the fact that you wear your hair long. But he'd always end it with, to each his own, right? And that was a true statement. We've got to the point now, they won't accept that because they want you not only to accept them, but buy into what they're doing. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I've got so many of these stories that people send me about, and it's not... You just said it a minute ago. I'm willing to respect you and what you believe and what you want to do. The minute you start coming down on me because I'm not in the same camp as you, then we have a problem. If you're not going to show me respect, then I'm going to unleash on you. You know what I'm saying? It's just my personality. It's kind of like, I'll give you yours, you give me mine. We go about our day. But the minute you start making fun of me because I'm not accepting of your 70, or I don't agree with your 79 different designations, you know, 22 of them being cis-something, then you can't even explain them to me. Most of the people who live in that world can't explain those things. You know what I'm saying?
You see, I'm kind of offended that people, you know, I've even, as an openly gay man, being called homophobic because I have issues with gay marriage. Now, how mad is that? That's like someone calling you anti-Italian, Joe, you know?
Right, yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. You cannot hate yourself in that way. And I really, you know, I'm a Christian, and I will fight to the death for the rights of Christians to adhere to what is in the Bible. But by the same token, I will not sit by and allow a Christian to be cruel about someone because, you know, whilst maintaining the courage of our convictions, we need to be compassionate. And I think that people forget about that part of it.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I think some of the frustration lies in the constant pounding away that you have to be part of, you have to believe in. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean,
and it's
infuriating because it's kind of like, look, if you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. And I'll even go one step further, unlike some of my other friends, okay, is I'll go one step further and say, I will protect your right to believe what you want to believe. Right? If somebody comes in and starts giving a gay couple a hard time in a restaurant, I believe, and I hope you believe me too, I would be one of the first to get up and go, hey, what are you doing?
Right.
Okay? They're in here having a meal just like you are. Shut up. Sit down. Leave them alone. All right? But I'm not so sure in some cases it would happen the other way around. Some of those people in the communities, you know, in the trans community, the people supporting the trans community would be the first to jump on my case because I'm not on board with them. I'm on, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm okay until you get to the point where you start shoving it down my throat, start telling me I have to or else. And I think that's where this some of this movement has gone sideways, mega sideways.
I think it has, and the concern for me is that certain kind of political affiliations will back that so much, however stupid it is, and that becomes concerning to me. You know, like with the, you know, I've spoken on this a lot with regards to the same-sex marriage act that Barack Obama put through. I mean, you know, whilst I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, if they made it the law of the land where the gay couples got the same rights as heterosexual couples, I could just about live with that. Okay, whatever. I still think they should have called it something else, and I still think they should have strengthened the civil partnership laws. But when you throw into the mix that you've got to force someone to bake a cake for you, or force someone to provide a service for you, for me, that's just an extension of this idiocy. Because, you know, in real terms, you know, if one of your kids was getting married, Joe, and I was helping to plan the wedding, and we went to a baker and they said, we're not baking that cake for you because we don't like Italians, you don't get the right to sue. You know, you can't go and say, this is not fair, and I want compensating for this. You just go and find another baker.
No, I'd say, listen, you open tomorrow? Because Louie and Guido can come over and have a little talk with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, you're right. I mean, it really, we've gotten crazy. We've gotten Sue crazy. You know, you insult me, you make me unhappy, I'm going to go hit you in the wallet at the local court. No, hit him in the wallet. This is why capitalism is so great and works so well. Because ultimately, you get the message out there, you're going to squeeze somebody financially because they don't cater or they won't support a certain group or what have you. I don't know. We've gone crazy with this. And we started all this conversation, believe it or not, we haven't come back to it, around this nut job professor at Georgetown University said all white people are racist, all men are sexist. And it's kind of like, you know, we're asked not to paint with broad brushes. We're asked not to look at certain groups and certain neighborhoods and certain environments and paint everybody that way. Yet that same group that hates labels and hates doing that, what do? They do it constantly. I know, broad brush, but I'm right, aren't I?
Yeah, and I think, unfortunately, you know, this is one of the things that I've learned as an adult. You know, we only have power over ourselves, and we lead by example. And I think that when we do that, we can only refer to our own kind of ideologies and principles and stick by them and share them, et cetera, et cetera. But I think when you are trying to tell everyone how they should live and how they should see things, there are no boundaries. You know, it's almost as if they want to enforce these things. And that's a worry to me because, you know, America is and will always be the land of the free and home of the brave. And that does not encompass being told what to think about certain people and their choices.
Yeah, and because of that darn flag that they don't want to stand for and what it represents to the people that have died for it. But anyway, hey, we're up against it. Xander Gibb, you can check him out at where? Quick.
XanderGibb.com.
Xander, yeah, no, you make it so easy. I'm Joe Messina, your host, a lot coming up after the break, okay? We're in the next hour, we're going to hear from Hannah from the Campus Reform and a lot more stories. We'll be right back.